All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and on the line with me on this episode, I have the general manager of Colorado Springs Wrestling, and that's Dan Vickers. How you doing, Dan?
Good to hear from you, Mr. Fourth Row. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. All right, so hey, first question out of the chute. How did you get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Well, like a lot of us, you know, including, you know, a good friend of mine, Randy Rude, I came in as a fan. I stayed after one CSW show 2 years ago, offered my assistance to tear down the ring, and fast forward 2 years, here I am, general manager, operations director, what have you, and, you know, making sure the shows are still going. That's the least I could do for CSW with what it's done for me.
Right, yeah, okay, I gotcha. Well, even before that, did you watch it as a youngster?
I have been a wrestling fan ever since I was a kid. Like, I like to tell a lot of people they merely adopted the Attitude Era. I was born in 96, so I can say I was born in the Attitude Era.
And who was your favorites at that time?
Growing up, it was a toss-up between Rob Van Dam and Sting. Like, oh. RVD just really clicked with me, really, and with the one a couple times I've met him since, absolutely amazing guy. And then Sting, how could you not love that black and white, just awesome character?
Oh, cool, cool. Awesome. All right. So, you know, like you just mentioned, you got involved in being the general manager at CSW because you just kind of hung around. And as a lot of people say out there on the internet, you know, you want to get involved, offer to do something, offer to, you know, help tear down the ring, you know, put up chair, you know, stack chairs away, things of that nature. Is that kind of what you kind of did, like you said?
Exactly. Like, I asked Buddha, because he was leading teardown at this show. It was the show where Royce Isaacs defended the title against Marty the Moth, and Marty the Moth became the new champion. Mm-hmm. And I just stayed after, asked Buddha, hey, you guys need some help? And he's like, oh, yeah, always. So I helped with the ring. That next show, I started, you know, really getting involved. I properly met Chris Chavez, Jefito, that next month. And yeah, it's, as they say, all downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, that was, if I'm in my understanding, that was pretty close to CSW's infancy.
Very much, yeah. CSW was only around for about 6 months at the time. It was their sixth show.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been with CSW for a while.
Yeah, cool, cool. All right. So, you became, like you just said, really good friends with the founder of CSW, Christopher Chavez Sr. How was it working with him?
Chris was a absolute visionary, an absolute mastermind, knew the ins and outs of this business, and knew how to put on, at the time, I say, the best shows in Colorado. And from his humble starts in Texas when he first got into the business, and then he brought that brilliant mindset of his up here and brought wrestling back to the city, and just working with him was an absolute treasure, both in and out of CSW.
All right. Yeah, and he made such a impact on you that why don't you tell the listeners how you, because unfortunately we lost him. You know, it's been a little over a year ago, I believe, right? Yeah, so
about a year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half. Yeah. So tell the listeners what happened and transpired in your life recently that you've honored him.
Chris Chavez Sr., folks listening, was arguably the closest thing I've ever had to a father figure in my real life, and that's 100% shoot. And the only way I could think on is, honestly, the best way to honor his name, his memory, and all he's done for me. I recently named my newborn son after him. So my son, Chris, was named for a man who saved me from a lot of bad stuff, including my own mentality at the time. So that was, I feel, the least I could do for a guy who did so much for me.
Oh, cool. Well, I want to say personally, congratulations to you and to Mama, you know, because,
yeah.
So how hard is it now being a father and also, you know, trying to do the managerial duties for CSW?
It's honestly not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, it's definitely, things are definitely different now. Like, my priorities definitely have shifted from CSW being number one to where I have this beautiful baby boy now. But in the end, a lot of stuff has changed, but a lot of stuff hasn't, because a lot of these wrestlers I work with, they're fathers themselves, so they understand.
Oh, cool, cool, awesome. All right. Well, so far in CSW, what have been kind of like your most memorable moments that you've either, because you've done some refereeing too, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I've refereed I've refereed in Primos, New Era Wrestling, Iron Hills, CSW most notable, and then a couple spot shows here and there where I was needed. And I, of course, was the ring announcer for CSW for a really long time. I enjoyed doing that very, very much. Ring announcing was fun.
Yeah. Okay, so, but so far, have you had some really memorable moments, either announcing, refereeing, or doing the managerial duties, or do you have even, you know, quite a few that you're just going, God, this was so much fun to watch or experience?
Honestly, I did a lot of the work along with Big Guns Justin Andrews in organizing Colorado United 2, and that was probably the most fulfilling thing I personally done in this business, just from arranging all the wrestlers, getting everybody organized, and, you know, speaking with some of these guys, and all for a great cause for the family of Logan Austin. That, I think, was my best memory in wrestling thus far, being okay. involved in the business at least.
Okay, cool, cool, awesome. That's a good one. That's a good one to have.
Yeah, you were there, I think.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. What do we have, you know, what's your kind of thought process on doing the booking, the general managering, you know, all that kind of stuff when it comes to putting on a show from month to month?
I've had a lot of people tell me I'm a natural leader, and I just kind of had mentality of, okay, what can I do to where everybody can be here, everybody can be involved, everybody looks good, and just took that mentality of what can we do for the team, brought it to CSW, and I feel that's really helped me with booking and involved with all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool, cool, all right. So, you know, do you normally, I know when I talked to, when I interviewed Christopher Chavez Jr., he said one of his downfalls was he liked to book everybody and get some really long shows. Are you trying to do that?
Yeah.
But then also, you know, for example, I know at the Playing Field bar, you're kind of time constrained about when the show needs to end. Do you find yourself kind of running up against that wall?
It's not even more so the time constraints, more so that it is a smaller venue. And I personally think doing 9 matches in a venue that small, it's definitely hectic and definitely gets crazy, which is why one of the reasons we've cut back on, you know, cutting shows from 9-10 matches to 6 or 7 at the most. Like, even this one we got coming up on Friday, it's only 5, but one of those matches has 8 men involved.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. All right. Well, you know, since we're kind of alluding to that, why don't you tell the listeners what we have coming up on Friday for our CSW?
Friday, July 12th, Colorado Springs Wrestling is proud to present the 3rd of the Colorado Cash-In match and Colorado Cash-In event in general. Co-main event for that, of course, is the Cash-In match. 8 men battling for a briefcase for a shot at the CSW championship anytime, anywhere. And with what a bigger company's got going on very soon, I know it's definitely appropriate timing for something like that.
True, true. All right. What about the undercard, if we want to really call it that? What else do we have going on?
Well, we got a tag team title match, of course, brought to you by not necessarily the best circumstances surrounding it. Zero Cool and Lipto from the Law, they're going to be taking on JK Pop for the CSW Tag Team Championships. Again, circumstances with the Law getting that title shot, iffy at best, but Games Master, so you know how that goes.
Right, right, true, true. All right. What do you about the future for CSW? Are we going to continue running at the Playing Field bar? What about, you know, returning to, for example, Hillside and things of that nature?
We honestly don't know right now because Playing Field Sports Bar is an absolutely great venue and all, but we feel like we need, I don't know, a change of scenery would be a best way to put it. So we have one show booked at a special event going to be down here at the baseball stadium here in the Springs, August 9th. It's called a military movie night, and that's going to be 4 or 5 matches for us. And then after that, we're looking for a new place. Where we go, I honestly can't say because I don't handle that aspect of CSW. But when we find out, of course, the fans and, of course, you will be one of the first to know.
Right. So that's back a couple steps. So did you say August 9th?
August 9th, yeah. Military movie night at the Rocky Mountain Vibes Minor League Baseball Stadium here in Colorado Springs.
Oh, cool. Awesome. All right. And that is a Friday night?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Yes, I believe so. Okay, cool. That sounds like fun. Was there, is that in partnership with, is there a game also that night, or
is it just? No, I think it's in partnership with the Colorado Springs Independent, but I'm not quite sure about that, so don't quote me on it.
Okay.
But we got hit up saying, hey, you know, we're having this big thing, taco trucks everywhere, food trucks, good times, live music. And they said, you want to bring some wrestlers out? Oh, absolutely. I'll bring some wrestlers out for that.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Awesome. So you also did a Memorial Day special event, too. So you guys like doing these little like one of events that not necessarily are part of the, main line, main storyline booking of CSW. Do you like expanding into that kind of stuff as well?
Doing the spot shows, honestly, it's a nice change of pace from our monthly events that we have wherever we're having them from now on. And it's a nice change of pace. It's a nice smaller event. And the one we did at the in coordination with one of our sponsors, Paul's Liquor, that's just fun to get outside, roll around, have a good time out in the summer sun. And honestly, I like doing them mostly because it gets us out of our, not necessarily our comfort zone, but gives us, like I said, that change of scenery that keeps stuff fresh in my mind and fresh for CSW.
Oh, cool, cool. All right. But what about the future plans for CSW? Is it, just running month to month? Any plans or thoughts about, maybe going every other week or anything like that? Or anything, things that, dreams and aspirations that CSW has?
We would absolutely love to find a permanent home for starters. To run bi-weekly, I think, would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Feasible right now, not exactly, for multiple reasons behind the curtain, so to say.
Yeah, I think
but
I got you on that one.
That would be absolutely amazing if we could run, if not bi-weekly, like run monthly and then do a spot show, like lay outside stuff every other month.
Oh, cool, cool. Awesome, awesome. All right. Okay. Personally that you would like to, say, like, what you would like to do, either as a referee or as a general manager, kind of a fun thing to do, or, maybe a talent to bring in, or any, kind of theme thing, what would you like to maybe do in the future for CSW?
Honestly, once my ankle's better, I do want to start, getting back in the ring as a referee, not just in CSW. I did injure my ankle in training the other day, so it's been hard to get back into it, but I would absolutely like to start reffing again. I like my duties as both the general manager and the operations director of CSW. It's a good fit for what I can bring to the table, because I'm not a wrestler. I will tell you straight up, I have never been inside a wrestling ring, mostly because I know I don't belong in one quite yet. Mm-hmm. So, and as far as the future of CSW goes, once we do hit a certain level of where we want to be, running those bi-weekly shows, like you mentioned, would be absolutely phenomenal, or what have you with it. But where we are right now, I think overall as a company, we're all content.
Good, good. That's awesome to hear. Okay. All right. Well, Dan, before I let you go, if people wanted to follow up with CSW on social media, where to get tickets, all that good stuff, where could they do that?
Follow us on Facebook at Colorado Springs Wrestling. Advance tickets are usually available at coloradospringswrestling.com. If they aren't available for whatever reason, website's down, what have you, we do announce that on our Facebook. So definitely our Facebook page is the best way to keep up with information like that, as well as upcoming dates, upcoming events, anything we got going on. Facebook's the number one way to go.
Okay. And once again, tell the listeners this Friday about the event Colorado Cash In 3.
Colorado Springs Wrestling, we proudly present the third installment of the Colorado Cash In live at the Playing Field Sports Bar. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $10. Kids under 12 and those with military and student ID, $5. Discounted tickets as well. We got, of course, the big cash-in match, the tag title match, bringing in a talent from Utah by the name of Aiden Reyes to take on our own Irish Extreme. And then, of course, a main event I absolutely cannot wait for. Hard Knocks Jimbo Lucas challenges Animal Sam for the CSW Championship.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Great. Well, okay, once again, Dan, thank you for joining me.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, Mr. Fourth Row.
Once again, a big thank you to Dan Victors for coming on to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast on this episode and just catching back up with Colorado Springs Wrestling. Once again, they have their Colorado Cash-In, the third edition, this upcoming Friday, July 12th at the Playing Field Sports Bar in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You want to get tickets, you can get them at the door. It's probably the easiest thing to do. But wanted to just say a quick hello once again to everybody. Took a week off because the last time we recorded, we had four releases of episodes, and that was just a lot to do, but it was a pretty special thing to do in conjunction with Rocky Mountain Pro Milestone 9 there in Denver. So let's do a quick little rewind since the last time I recorded. Of course, the big thing we had was Rocky Mountain Pro that I experienced on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday there the last weekend of June. So on Thursday, it was Supercharged. And they set up a lot of great stuff for Milestone, but they kept on hitting us there at the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience Colorado Cup with the winner, their Big Filt Dog, and then Romero's. They had a great fun event that Saturday night before the big daddy of them all, their Milestone 9. From the Summit Music Hall in Denver, Colorado. It was a very awesome weekend. It was a tiring weekend just to attend all of the shows. I can only imagine what the Rocky Mountain Pro talent, staff, wrestlers, administrators, etc., everybody went through that weekend. So big kudos. I was thoroughly enjoyed with every single one of the events. Then that following week was kind of a little bit of a slow week. The only thing that I attended was on July 3rd, since July 4th was a Thursday. Rocky Mountain Pro had an event. It wasn't their normal Ignition and Charged, but they did some pre-recording for some Ignition shows in the future. And let's just say some of the stuff you needed to be there. And I hope you all tune into their Twitch channel and Right Now TV and Fight TV when they do air those. It's going to be exciting. And let's just say that's all I can say about, because I was, let's just be honest, I was kind of asked to embargo a little bit of the information. And not put it out there until it really kind of airs and gets out there. So I have no problem doing that when asked. I want to be a fan and a friend to all of the promotions here in the area. That's the only thing I attended. I know Primos had their show on that Sunday the 7th. Did not attend. Unfortunately, sometimes the Sunday shows are just a little difficult when they start that late for me, because I have to get up early in the morning for work. So that's it for the weekend review, but let's talk about what we have coming up here now. So this week we are having the fallout from Milestone 9. We're going to start the wrestling weekend off with Rocky Mountain Pro Ignition and Charged on Thursday. And if you want to get tickets to the event, you can always get your tickets at rmpwrestling.com, or you can even show up to the show. Of course, as always with any event, you get a discount for getting your ticket early because they are a little bit higher at the door. And then on Friday, like we talked with Dan, Colorado Springs Wrestling, Colorado Cash-In 3rd Edition from the Playing Field Sports Bar in Colorado Springs. And then also that same night, Respect Women's Wrestling is having their event at Herman's Hideaway. Got a lot of great talent coming in for the event. Dahlia Doom is going to compete against Bentley Powell for the championship, I believe. We got some other great matches coming as well, so it's going to be great. You want to get tickets, get them now, because they are going to be cheaper. More expensive. Cheaper now, more expensive later. And so hermanshideaway.com, easiest to get your tickets right there. And I think that just basically does also lead you right to the Eventbrite website or app if you're using your phone, and you can get your tickets that way as well. So, and then on Saturday, we have Newer Wrestling is back for their Red, White, and Bruised event. Got some great matches from Mile High Comics, the world's largest comic book store. Doors open at 6:30. You can get tickets at newerproWrestling.com. Or you can get your tickets at the door as well. Going to be lots of great matches. Delta Junior's in action against the champ, Adrian Matthews. Ragnarokers versus Damien Ace and Jason Knoll. Going to be great. Eric Angel versus Logan Austin. Night Terrors teaming up to go against Vanity Inc. I mean, this is going to be great. I mean, New Era has been rocking and rolling with their storylines and really going at it, and this is going to be a fun event to attend as well. So hey, that's it. That's coming up here soon. Once again, I want to thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. And if you like what you hear here, subscribe or stay subscribed to this feed, and you can catch other great shows such as Wrestling Cheers, The Spanish Announce Table, Eurovision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and so much more. Want to get hold of the show? You can send an email to podcast@wrestlingwithaltitude.com. That is also the website. You can also get us on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter handle is WrestleAltitude. And that is it. So I want to thank you all for listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude.